Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night. Sometimes going to the grocery store can be chaotic. There doesn't seem to be enough time to check the list, make sure everything is there, search for the best prices, and take the time to make sure you got the best quality meat. So, let ButcherBox help you out. Giving you peace of mind, ButcherBox delivers high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust straight to your door. No grocery carts required. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or hormones, 100% grass-fed, free-range, and crate-free. What more can you ask for? What about free shipping, customized box plans, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, tips, and tricks? You really can't go wrong with ButcherBox. Sign up at butcherbox.com/morningcup and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/morningcup and use code morningcup to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning.
Cup of murder.
Acts of nature can sometimes reveal hidden crimes. On April 14th, the first of many bodies washed up on an island after some heavy rains. Crimes that, had it not been for the flooding, might have remained a mystery for years to come. So, if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. In April of 2019, heavy floods brought horrors to the island of Cyprus. In what would later be referred to as the Mitsero murders, the body of a woman named Mary Rose Tibercio rose to the top of a mine shaft on April 14th, 2019, and was discovered by a German tourist. And just 6 days later, in that same shaft, there was a second body belonging to Arian Polanas Lozano. Triggering a massive investigation on the island, in tracing Mary Rose's online messages, a man named Nikos Metaxas was arrested on suspicion of murder. After Nikos, a 35-year-old Greek Cypriot army officer who allegedly tried to swallow his SIM card during his apprehension, was publicly named as a suspect, several women came forward accusing him of a number of crimes, including rape, as he was formally accused of obstruction of justice. However, the evidence needed for these charges is believed to have been destroyed or lost. Born to a Bulgarian mother and a Greek Cypriot father, this divorced father of two eventually confessed to meeting many of these women through online dating sites and claimed that, while raping and assaulting some but letting them survive, he brutally murdered at least five women and two of their children. Claiming that all of his victims were foreigners and migrant workers, he said that between September of 2016 and August of 2018, he dumped four bodies in the surrounding lakes and left two more in abandoned mine shafts. Romanian woman, 36-year-old Livia Florentina Bunia, and her 8-year-old daughter Elena were thought to be his first victims. Their decomposed bodies were stuffed into suitcases and dumped in a lake before washing up years later. A third suitcase, believed to have contained the body of 31-year-old Filipino woman, Maricar Valtez Arciola, who disappeared in December of 2017, has yet to be found. But though he initially denied that she was one of his victims, he later confessed to her murder as well. Another victim was Mary Rose Tiburcio's daughter, Sierra, as well as another woman named Asmita Katka Bista. The bodies that were found throughout the investigation, some of which were dumped in the Red Lake, which is called such due to the toxic chemicals that causes its red hue, were all naked, bound, and wrapped in sheets. He claimed he strangled two of his victims and their daughters because he suspected the women were planning to, quote, pimp out their children. He claimed he wanted to punish them and, quote, free the girls from their mothers. And though she was the first to be found, they believe that Mary Rose, who was in a 6-month-long relationship with the killer, and her 6-year-old daughter were Nikos's last victims. Young Sierra was eventually found amongst the reeds in a lake, wrapped up in a bedsheet and tied to a cement block. On June 24th, 2019, Nikos Metaxas pleaded guilty and received 7 life sentences for his crimes, the longest sentence ever handed down in Cyprus history. The case, as it was made public, sparked outrage amongst the island's population and cries about the negligence and incompetence of the local police force. Many of the victims were reported missing by loved ones over the years, and according to their claims, the officers were indifferent and did nothing to move their cases along. In response, both the justice minister and the police chief were fired, and as of July 2019, an investigation into their actions has begun. This is around the time that it was revealed that at least 37 women had been killed in Cyprus between 2000 and 2019. Whether or not they are connected to Nikos Metaxas remains unknown. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear A Terrible Thing Happened on April 15th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon, or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.